From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado Springs officials held a neighborhood evacuation drill for residents of Broadmoor Bluffs over the weekend. Fire officials say that neighborhood has stepped up mitigation efforts in the past year and a half, but because of topography, the amount of fuels, and housing density, Broadmoor Bluffs is one of the highest-risk neighborhoods in the city's wildland-urban interface. KRCC News embedded with first responders and a family that chose to participate in the drill. We start with reporter Kate Dunn.
The Bevins were one of the families that chose to participate in Saturday's emergency evacuation drill. Their home is tucked beneath Cheyenne Mountain, and although the Bevins say they have long been prepared for a possible fire, they wanted to participate in the neighborhood drill. Ashley Bevin calls it a double-edged sword to live where they do.
You live in a beautiful area. It's developed. You want to be near the mountains in Colorado Springs, and the wildlife here is fantastic, but the flip side is you got to be careful and do your fire mitigation and all those other good things and be prepared.
The drill began with a phone call at 8 a.m.
Wildfire. Please evacuate your neighborhood for exercise purposes only. At this time, display your...
10 minutes later, there was a knock on the door. And two policemen reiterated the phone call, urging the family to clear out of the house.
Okay, sounds good. We'll do. Thanks, guys.
The family of four loaded into the car and proceeded past the collections of police and firemen toward the designated meetup point.
Bumper-to-bumper traffic, but it's moving along. But coming down from the house, it was like a normal... it felt like a normal day on the way to work.
Ashley and his wife, Nikki, said they thought the process seemed to go smoothly.
If there was a fire up there, it feels to me like we were out of harm's way and somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes for sure, mm-hmm. off the mountain. Mm-hmm. Don't you think, Nick, or no?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I think it would be more the emotional toll right now if we were sitting in traffic and looking behind us and mm-hmm. seeing the fire on the mountain, just like our friends, you know, who went through the Waldo Canyon.
The entire exercise took no more than 2 hours out of the Bevins Saturday morning. Both Ashley and Nikki said it was worth their time, and even their kids seemed to understand the gravity of the drill. For KRCC News, I'm Kate Dunn.
Thank you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right. You know not to leave till 8:30?
Right. We're watching it.
Awesome. Colorado Springs police officers spent the morning going door-to-door in the Broadmoor Bluffs neighborhood.
Good job. Yep, got that one.
Nothing was wrong, but Officer Jackson Andrews says Saturday's wildfire evacuation drill served as a way for officials to uncover kinks.
A lot of it's learning for us as well, but also it's huge for the community because it's a partnership that we're trying to do, so that we want that criticism back to say, you know, we need, this should have happened, or I felt the officer should have done this or whatever.
First responders have previously held evacuation drills in this area. For this one, Andrews says they were specifically focusing on traffic issues.
That's affirmed. They shouldn't be leaving until 8:30 if they follow the instructions on the phone message. But
asking these participants to leave exactly at 8:30 with that influx of vehicles going into these small residential streets and into the main thoroughway, we wanted to create a traffic jam to see how we can actually handle that and what way we could work, make it more effective.
Officer Andrews says that due to the chaos of an unexpected wildfire and the number of houses that could be affected, practicing evacuation drills and having procedures in place could save homes and the people who live in them. For KRCC News, I'm Maggie Spencer.
Engine 3 from Task Force 9.
Firefighter paramedic Michael Badger was in charge of Task Force 9. After Code Red was activated, 7 teams of fire first responders sped up to Bancroft Heights to begin the live drill, including Badger with his Brush 9 truck.
Yeah, we have a fire in Oak Brush right now. It's rapidly moving. Flame length's approximately 3 to 6 feet. Moving towards the
Badger pulled into a 6-home cul-de-sac that backs onto tall, thick oak brush. He says flame lengths can reach 2 to 3 times as tall as the actual fuel, putting the fire way above the homes it touches.
Will we be able to put brush trucks, or, you know, this would be a Type 6, Type 3, and Type 1 engines in here to be able to protect this? We don't know, you know, and that's part of it.
Badger says if there really had been a fire there, he would have called for more resources and expanded the situation to several other divisions to maintain what he calls a span of control. The goal isn't necessarily to put the fire out, says Badger. Rather, when the flames are raging in a place like the Broadmoor Bluffs, with tall, dry grasses open to heavy winds, firefighters look to act as a shield.
Six structures that are prep and hold. We're going to be here for a little while getting them prepped, and we'll let you know when we're done.
Task Force 9. Basically, it's like passing off a football. Okay, you know, fire comes up. We mitigate it around a group of houses. If we can get it around a cul-de-sac, around a street, wonderful. And once that threat is passed, we quickly get our hoses rolled back up, and then we call it bumping up. We bump up to the next set of houses.
Badger says this process can go on as long as it's safe to do so. After the drill, the firemen gathered on the side of the road, looking out onto the area of brush where the false fire was located. They talk about the drill, what worked, what didn't, and the inherent dangers of fire control. For KRCC News, I'm Martha Perez Sands.
After the exercise, residents and officials gathered at Pikes Peak Community College to talk about what worked and what might need improvement. Even though emergency drills like this happen from time to time, officials say it's important for residents to make their own readiness plans and not wait for a formal exercise. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.